into grace found. FM 94.3 WJTL Tarn Wells until Grace here in Schust. We are free. Good morning, 720.
Good morning, friends. Weather-wise, sunny, beautiful today, high 82. On the overnight, we'll see a clear low 66. And then tomorrow on Wednesday, mostly sunny. Chance of afternoon and evening showers and storms. Not quite like last Wednesday's.
No.
Windy and a high 84. It is 57 and sunny here in Mannheim.
Our friend Shannon Medich is with us. She's the communications manager with Friends in Action International. Good morning again,
Good
Shannon.
Morning. Good morning.
It's so wonderful to have you here.
I love being here. Thanks so much.
It was very cool to hear what Friends in Action is doing around the world. You must have some great stories about how God is working through this ministry.
Oh, he is always on the move, drawing people to himself. And we are so privileged to be on the front line of what he's doing. I just want to share a quick story. I'm not going to be able to unpack the whole story. So if you're interested and you in my story, maybe you want to log on and get our newsletter or come to this banquet I'm going to tell you more about. But we're doing water projects. One of the ones that we're doing is well drilling in Africa. And I'll tell you the story of Mansour. He is a villager from the area in which we're working. And that area, again, Friends in Action goes to unreached people groups. So less than 0.02% of the population has ever heard the gospel,
wow,
which is
wow,
mind-blowing. But
yeah.
Mansour was, as Paul says in God's word, that he was a Jew among Jews. Mansour was a Muslim among Muslims. Mm. He was chosen from his family to go study with an imam. He was put in charge of, in Africa, they sometimes mix Muslim with animistic beliefs. So he was put in charge of his family's idol. And he wore talismans, which are like charms all over his body to appease this idol. If it went well with the idol, the family would be prospered. If the idol wasn't happy, somebody could get sick or your chicken
wow,
could die. And that's how he was living. And one day, Mansour loved English. He learned English and he was pretty proud. He thought he was pretty good at English. So he heard some Americans were visiting. And so he got a buddy and they traveled out of their village to go find these Americans. And the Americans welcomed him in to talk to him. And he's like, oh, you know, listen to my English. How is it? It sound good? And they were like, yeah, you know what we do to practice English? We read the Bible. Whoops. Well, that was a showstopper because where Mansour is from, you don't go into a room with a Bible. You don't touch a Bible. You certainly do not read a Bible. It's taboo. And so Mansour was like, oh my goodness. Well, when he walked in, they were reading from the Psalm. And so he had heard God's word. And so he pretty much backed himself out of there as politely as he could, but he got out of there. And I'm not going to tell you how it happened, but it's an amazing story. Read our newsletter, how he came to Christ. But I will tell you this about how the well fits in with this. Mansour, after he came to Christ, has a huge passion to reach his own people. Mm-hmm. It's generation after generation. They've never heard of Jesus. And so he partnered up with a missionary named Joe, and they put their money together and bought a plot of land, and they call it Bethlehem Land. And his dream is to build a house and a clinic and a school on this land,
wow,
so that he will live amongst his people and they will see how he lives and they will be inspired to know about Jesus. And he says, like, the school will raise these children from, you know, bottom to the top, learning the gospel. And he said, if they don't choose to be Christian, at least they will respect and understand Christians. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge thing in that area of the world.
Right.
So Friends in Action was able to build a well on Bethlehem Land. And it is bringing dozens and dozens and dozens of villagers to bring water. And as they come in, bring water and get their water, they get to interact with Mansour, and
wow,
they get to build relationships with Mansour. And so this is just one story of the many wells that we're going to drill each year. And it's just amazing to see how God is using clean water to build relationships and to transform lives through Christ.
That's an awesome story. And if folks want to hear more about what God is doing through Friends in Action International, your banquet is coming up.
Yes, on Friday, October 29th. We hope you'll join us. The doors are going to open at 5:30 at the Sheraton Harrisburg Hershey Hotel. And the program runs from 6 to 9. We've got tables of 8. You can come by yourself or you can bring a whole load of people with you. We're trying to make sure that we're socially distanced. And so it's going to be a fun night. We've got amazing stories. I just gave you a little teaser in Mansour. Jeremy Effler, who is currently in Africa is coming home. And I just also want to give a shout out to get involved in Friends in Action. You can pray, because that's the bedrock of all we do. You can give online, or you can go. And we do take trips. Like this week, we're taking a trip to Nicaragua to build hurricane-resistant homes,
wow.
Finish a laundry shower house for the Ramaki people. But we also will be taking trips to Africa in 2022. So you can get to know us by coming to the banquet, see what we're all about, and then see if you want to travel with us. Because Friends in Action, not only are we helping indigenous people come to Christ, but we're helping build the church in North America. By helping other believers take that next step in the Great Commission to being involved somehow. So,
Friends in Action International, the banquet is coming up Friday, October 29th, Sheraton, Harrisburg, Hershey Hotel. Doors open at 5:30. They do need to make reservations, and there is a cost involved, right?
Yes, you can go online at fiaintl.org/banquet and read more about that. Or if you want to call in, our admin would be happy to talk to you about that. It's 717-546-0208. Or you could email us, fia-usa@fiaintl.org.
Here's a chance for you to get involved. You can also sign up for the newsletter, fiaintl.org. The banquet coming up Friday, October 29th, Sheraton, Harrisburg. All the details there online. Shannon, it was a joy to have you here today.
Thank you
so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. We love it.
Back to the music we go with the Afters. This is Light Up the Sky on WJTL.